So, I tell the guy, I'll still call you the cops, buddy.
Chris, you're all right.
No.
Oh, I didn't even know you guys were back.
Didn't even see you.
How you doing, everybody? Welcome to you, all the viewers that are listening from home.
Yes.
We're here in sunny Los Angeles for the All-Star Game, part of All-Star Weekend.
Yes, we are.
You know, I'm here. I'm your esteemed guest and host.
Mm-hmm.
Guest and host, the Jackson Dog.
It's hitting.
Shout out to the sponsor, man, Jack Daniels.
Them niggas know how to cook it up.
You can't say that, Chris.
Says who?
You're cut up tonight. Oh, but before we even get started, I'm your host, Adam Appropriation.
Good.
With my esteemed colleague and co-host,
Chris Colonizer.
Chris Colonizer here, everybody. We're here, you know, we're here in the All-Star Game. Shout out to the sponsor, like I said again, Jack Daniels.
Yes.
And Garden App Clothing.
Yes.
By Young Shelby. You check on his Instagram page at Garden App Clothing.
Yes.
He's got a lot of t-shirts and fun clothes that the blacks like to wear, apparently.
He's a fine colored boy, I hear.
Yeah, he's one of the good ones. Aren't many of those left.
Oh, you didn't tell me about it.
Are black lives supposed to matter to me? Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Shut up and dribble.
Anywho.
Anyway.
We're here in the All-Star Game. We're celebrating.
Yes, we are.
You know, bouncing a ball, you know.
Yeah.
Not having a real education. But, you know, what really matters, before we even kick off the festivities, we're going to have a lovely number of the greatest song ever created since Old Doodle Dandy. The National Anthem.
So please, rise. Take off your hat.
Take up your hats, do-rags, yeah. Grills.
Yes, take all of it off. Take off the afro, Colin, as I tap my co-host here. The jokes are flying, baby.
They're flying, baby.
Oh, man. Like the flag.
Colin, I wish you could kneel your way into a job.
Second Amendment.
Love it.
It's great.
We're having the national anthem being sung. We're going to have a bit of a shakeup. Instead of Michael Bolton, we're going to have Fergie?
Fergie from the Nigga Eyed Peas?
Oh, you better watch it. The FCC will come get us now.
As they say in the hood, who's going to step to me?
Yes, Chris. Zing.
Zing, Zappa.
We're going to have Fergie singing the national anthem, so we're going to try and beb through us. And if she tries to do any rippity-rabbity-hippity-hop stuff, listen, I don't know what to tell you. You just got to follow along as best you can. But we're going to go along with the national anthem. Fergie, take it away.
To perform the Star Spangled Banner is an acclaimed singer, songwriter, actress, and 8-time Grammy Award winner from Hacienda Heights, California, Fergie.
Oh, say, can you see? What so proudly wailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the
Anyway.
Jesus. H. Christ.
But, yo, hey, guys, we're back. You already know what it is, guys. It's Not That Serious, the podcast. Episode 13.
Yes.
You already know.
On your head top.
It's Big Mike.
LZ.
And we're back again with another edition. It's been about a week. We're starting to do this regularly. We're starting to hit a groove. You know what I'm saying?
Right in the groove.
Yeah. We're starting to get a feel for what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And so I guess right now we're going to share with you guys what our plan is going forward for now. Like, we're going to release on a regular schedule, most likely.
Don't get your hopes up.
Don't get your hopes up. You know what I'm saying?
Don't do it to yourself.
Just like when your dad said he was going to come play and come watch you in the game.
And he never even came fucking back.
he went to get cigarettes.
Yeah. Cigarettes.
Don't get your hopes up. Yeah. But our goal is to shoot for a release every Tuesday or Wednesday.
One of the two.
Give you not both, unless we're feeling like spoiling you. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much what we're trying to do for now. Yep. So we're starting, keep supporting us, keep showing us love. Bear with us. We're trying every day. We're learning, trying to do better, trying to be better.
Yep.
Because we want to blow up.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we trying to make some money off of this shit.
You know what I'm saying?
You feel me?
Because, listen.
There's money to be made.
There is money to be made. Yo, if it's a girl out here, I saw a girl out here selling velvet do-rags.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and she actually tried to sue somebody, I think.
Really?
Taking her idea, yeah.
So, there's money to be made out here.
She was selling them drawings. I actually looked into it because she was selling them, but she was selling them for like $50.
Are you kidding me?
For a fucking do-rag.
Yeah.
For a fucking do-rag. And that's
so crazy. Like, hold up. So, since we're talking about do-rags, what's your philosophy on do-rags? Because I never wear them.
Mm-hmm. But you have waves.
I have waves.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to
be. But you have good hair.
Yeah.
Your hair is pretty good. My case, I have to wear. If I want waves, I have to wear one. Like, no option. But if I start getting lazy, I won't wear one. But if I really want to get waves, like, I have to. I'm talking 500 brush strokes a day, wave cap every night, water, gel,
that,
whatever.
Got that Amistad hair.
I do.
Give us free.
It's rough.
See, you know what's
it's
crazy?
It's rough and it's tough.
Like, yo, I really don't. I don't even feel like a proper black man because I don't even know how to tie a do-rag. Like, I don't know.
But you know what's funny, though? My brother doesn't have to wear one at all. That really? Nigga wakes up with
waves.
Blair.
Blair. Okay.
Blair wakes up with waves. Literally. He does not wear a do-rag. All he has to do is go to the barbershop, get his hair cut.
That's all I had to do. Like, and then, yeah. Don't let me, and when I get it wet, boy.
Nah.
Boy,
my shit is rough. I don't know if it's from a mom or dad. I couldn't even tell you.
So you wear do-rag. You don't wear the stocking caps.
Yeah,
like
I do.
Day-day?
I wear a stocking cap like day-day.
Are they the same thing? Do they do the same thing? Or is one better?
I feel like they're both the same effect. I think I like wearing a stocking cap a little bit more just because a do-rag you have to tie it tighter, and it'll actually like give you a fucking headache. Yeah. If you tie it too tight.
It's crazy because I never even thought to wear a durag, but now, like, wearing durags is kind of trendy now.
Yeah. Well, they, you know, everything comes.
They let the little front knot. I'm like,
shout out, what's his name? Swag Guap God?
Guap Dad 4000.
Guap Dad 4000, yeah. He really bought that shit.
Yeah, I listened to a podcast, A Waste of Time with This The Real. Mm-hmm. And they did his first interview with him. Mm-hmm. He's an interesting character.
He's hilarious.
Man. Yeah, he's an interesting, like, he is an interesting fellow, man.
Oakland, right? From Oakland?
From Oakland. Check him out. Check that podcast out.
I feel like everybody from Oakland is very interesting.
Yeah, like.
Niggas is different.
Them day niggas are interesting characters,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, they different. Very entertaining.
Yeah, the do-rag thing is. I'm going to try and get. I feel like I could have the most monstrous waves on the planet if I just put minimal effort into it.
You don't try.
But I'm so despicably lazy.
Bro, I brush my, when I cut my hair, I brush my hair all the time and I barely have 7 waves. Jeez. Like, I'll get waves on one side of my head. It's because I have like weird calyx. And if you don't know, calyx are the hair pattern, you know.
That's definitely what's going to be my next question.
Yeah.
What the fuck is a calyx?
I have calyx in my hair. So basically, like, if you see it, I don't know if you can see it, like, it's like a swirl right there. You see it at the front.
Right.
There's one over here, and it's like 3. Basically, if you have a calyx in your hair, it looks like the eye. It was like a hurricane, literally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I know everybody usually has one like in the back, like right on top. You have multiple. But I have multiple. So there's one here, and then like one over here somewhere, or something like that. But my hair pattern is it always goes different directions. Mm-hmm. So that's why as long as you know me, I've always had longer hair. Mm-hmm. Because my hair doesn't like it grows weird.
Right.
So I just try to keep my hair long because after a certain amount of time, I'm like, yo, fuck this shit. I'm gonna just grow it out because you can't see it when I have it long.
My shit is like you have to manage it because my shit will grow back in a week.
Damn. Yeah, my hair grows really fast.
Really fast, yeah. Bro. Like it grows fast. Yeah. Like I can do 2 weeks max,
mm-hmm.
but at the edge of that 2 weeks, I'm looking real bad.
Looking rough?
I'm looking like a refugee, man.
Bro, when I had my braids, I was only growing my hair out for a year, and that shit was long as hell.
I'm looking like a rapper that just had sex with Erykah Badu.
Man.
Just nature rough.
Oh, my goodness. Just looking all types. Just looking like you're just looking, like you're just sitting in a
looking
room.
Looking real woke, but you don't care.
And just light incense all day.
Yeah, you smoke incense.
You smoke them. Literally, because like, you're so woke.
But you're satisfied because you clap them cheeks.
Oh, man.
And if you don't know what them cheeks are,
Jesus Christ.
I implore you to go on YouTube and look at the Erykah Badu window seat video.
Go look it up.
Man.
Boy, listen.
Man.
Yeah, them cheeks. Them just heavily.
That video ain't had all them uncut videos.
Ain't had nothing on that.
Nothing. Nelly tip drill. Ha! Just give me Erykah Badu walking without a dashiki down a public runway. Some voyeur shit.
Yes.
I like it.
Mature.
Mature. Ebony mature.
Jeez.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
But Yeah.
I have a lot on my list. We're going to try and keep it real black this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Real black. All black everything.
You already know.
You know what it is. So, I guess we can start out, you know, since we started with the National Anthem, we can start with All-Star Weekend. It just passed. We saw a couple of our favorite NBA players.
From the renowned.
Yeah.
The greatest team.
Exactly. Ever assembled.
In the world. The Philadelphia 76ers. Trust the process. You already know what it is. We had three of our starting five represented in the All-Star game.
Well, actually, the Rising Stars Challenge.
In All-Star Weekend in various aspects.
Yeah.
So, Joel Embiid, Dario Saric.
And LeBenjamin Simmons,
Benjamin Simmons, a.k.a. LeBeige Simmons, yes. a.k.a.
LeBron from down under.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they played in the Rising Stars Challenge. And they actually busted. The Rising Stars Challenge is basically freshmen and sophomores, so first year and second year players in the league from the NBA.
Just basically the up-and-comers.
Yeah,
the
up-and-comers. And they split it up between international players and players from the USA. Now, the three of the Sixers players are all international, from Cameroon, Croatia, and Australia.
Respectively.
And these niggas put a fucking hurting on the USA
team. Thrashing.
I mean, they pounded these
America
niggas.
America is not the world power anymore.
Not anymore.
Because.
And fucking Kristaps Porzingis didn't even play. Was he? What even?
Nigga didn't even play.
Well, he was supposed to be in the. Actually, I don't know if he was in that. He was supposed to be in the All-Star game. Because what year is he in? Is this his third year or second year?
It might be his third year.
Okay, maybe he wouldn't have played
in that. No.
They didn't even need him anyway.
Yeah, they didn't need him because
they didn't need that nigga.
They thrashed them thoroughly.
It didn't matter.
Yeah, it was bad. Like,
yeah.
And shout out to Bogdanovich. Yo,
what's his name? Other dude, too.
Lauri Markkanen. Bird. I keep telling y'all, Lauri Bird. Lauri Markkanen is the man, man.
Yeah, he's nice.
And then people like to say, like, I'm hating on the Lonzo. Like, yo, but it's legitimately 5 to 6 rookies.
Mm-hmm.
That are clearly better than Lonzo right now. Like,
yeah,
clear.
Donovan Mitchell.
It's Ben Simmons, duh.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum, double duh.
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell, triple duh.
Yeah.
Lauri Markkanen. And,
Bogdanović.
No, who's the fifth one?
Oh, Dennis Smith.
Dennis Smith Jr.
Yeah. So they're all, all better than.
Yeah, they're all.
Better than Lonzo right now.
Clearly.
But I mean, it's not count. We're not counting out Lonzo. We're just saying, a bunch of niggas better than him.
I'm counting that nigga out.
I wouldn't count him out yet.
I'm just saying.
I mean, there's niggas better than him. I wouldn't count him out yet. He's in a good place. If he was in an ass atmosphere, I would be like, all right. If he's ass and it ain't looking good for him at all.
That nigga, Lonzo Ball is Ricky Rubio with acne.
Jesus Christ.
Yo, what do we say Russell Westbrook was? So that nigga was Reggie Jackson with a sassy personality.
Yeah.
You said that nigga
Russell Westbrook is a hyperactive Andre Iguodala.
That nigga is Gerald Green with 10 fingers.
I will never with an extra thumb.
With a full middle finger.
Yeah, I'll never ride with Russell Westbrook. I'll never stand behind that guy. I never will get on that train.
I like Russ. I just feel like
I don't stand for it, bro.
I like the way he plays basketball. I like his aggressiveness. But the only his style of play does work against him at times because it
works against him all the time.
Not when he's getting triple doubles back to back to back to back to back to back to back.
What are you winning?
He's winning games. He was winning games.
Are you winning playoffs wins? Are you getting playoff wins?
He was literally.
Are you winning series?
He was literally there by himself last year. Was he not?
He was by himself. Russell Westbrook, the MVP, was by himself. He can't.
So you're telling me the nigga can't make his players better?
No,
because,
he was.
Because LeBron James took poop to the finals.
He's not LeBron, though. Come on, son. He's not LeBron. I'm sorry.
He's literal Duke.
No, he's not. Stephen Adams wasn't good when he had him? Or wasn't good when he was there? It was literally just him and Stephen Adams last year.
That was more than what LeBron had.
Who did LeBron have when he had nobody?
That nigga had doo-doo.
What are you talking about? When he was younger, just like 2 years ago? Or are you talking about when he made... No, no, no.
I quote Jimmy Butler. He had doo-doo.
Doo-doo. No. What, are you talking about when he was young?
Yes.
He has the Drunas Ilgauskas.
Doo-doo.
He wasn't doo-doo. At the time, he wasn't doo-doo. Now, compared to the NBA, now he might have been doo-doo. Is the Drunas Ilgauskas was not doo-doo when he was playing.
Shit, nigga.
Who else did he have? I don't even remember.
Exactly.
I wasn't a Cavs fan, nigga. I wouldn't know. Tell you everybody Allen Iverson had, but I can't tell you everybody
LeBron
had. That's
because you're a Sixers fan.
Exactly what I'm saying. That's my point. I don't know.
That's
none of my business. It's none of my business. I ain't know who that nigga
They like to do that Allen Iverson. Yo, that nigga took real bums.
Yeah.
And like that's when I had that argument with Russell Westbrook. Like, he's just not somebody that gets the best out of people around him. Because
he does, but he doesn't. He's not a leader in that sense.
And leaders,
he's a leader on the court, but he's not even a leader on the court. I would say he is only because when you need something, he can provide it.
No, it's not because he can provide. It's because
he's a leader in that sense.
Because he's going to say it's a fine line between my team needs me to step up right now, or fuck it, I'll do it.
Yeah, okay, I see what you mean.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Russell Westbrook is, fuck it, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And I'm just, get these, he's yeah, like, everybody get he out has the way. All the bad qualities of Kobe and none of the good ones.
Damn. Yeah, I guess you can say that. Yeah, I mean, we put it like that.
Without any of the results.
He's not going
to
have the
But
results.
Shout out to the
He's
MVP.
Just not him. He's not him.
He's just a loser. He's just a loser?
He's just not him.
You gotta start calling spades spades. He's a loser. Chris Paul is a loser. You just gotta start calling these niggas losers, man. Like, they do a lot of cute things in the first round. You don't see none of these niggas past May.
When it starts getting warm outside.
Yeah.
All these niggas' seasons are.
You don't see no Chris Paul highlights past Mother's Day. None. Look up.
That nigga be done.
Look up Chris Paul June. That nigga's on a beach somewhere every time.
Nigga filming State Farm commercials.
Yeah. With Oscar from The Office.
When I seen that, I was like, this isn't even Oscar. Who is this nigga? Like, Oscar never talks this much.
Yeah,
you know, oh, my God.
Fuck them niggas, man.
But,
I'm on the slander train all day. Russell Westbrook. He's a fake crip.
He is a fake crip.
Yeah.
Real crips over here.
You know what? He asked my theory, too, because he got a patchy beard. All niggas with patchy beards are unstable.
I have a patchy beard, and I'm not unstable.
No, you have a patch. I'm looking at it right now. You have a patch. Like, it's passable. And you go, you keep it shaved. So it's like, you don't let it, like,
yeah, everything
look at me hanging out.
No, everything on the side usually gets
You're not loud and wrong with your facial hair. Russell Westbrook has them two little devil horns on his chin,
yeah,
and he just lets them hang out. I'm waiting for that nigga to braid them shits together.
Like WC.
What a bad fit.
He will. You know, he's good for a bad fit. So
just know that. Look at all the niggas around you with people that you know with patchy beards. All unstable creatures.
Damn.
All of them.
Damn.
All of them got warrants.
Wow. That's saying something.
Just look around. Every nigga with a patchy beard, either he got a warrant or he got a warrant.
Or an ugly baby mom.
Or Yeah. Either or.
Either one or the two. Probably got both.
I'd agree.
As we go back, All-Star Weekend was pretty good. Team LeBron actually beat out Steph's team. But it wasn't looking like, when you lined them up, it didn't look like it was going to be close at all.
Like when who did you think they was going to win?
I thought LeBron's team was going to blow them niggas out. But they were actually playing defense the whole time. If it was a regular All-Star game.
When I first saw those lines together, I was like, yo. Mm-hmm. LeBron's team is OD. But then when I look back at it, I'm like, hold on.
Step back, you're like Giannis.
I'm like, hold on. Steph. Embiid, Harden.
Yeah.
Like, people underestimate how OD James Harden is. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Because he's also a loser.
He literally, he's a loser now.
He's also a loser.
He is, but he
these niggas is.
Nigga, he can't, he's one of those players, he couldn't win on his own, and he was just a shooting guard, too. He didn't have the ball in his hands at all time. Now he does. It's different. Different.
He had the ball in his hands last year, and them niggas still lost.
He got locked up by Manu Ginobili. But that's something different.
It's not nothing different. It's nothing different.
And he was going against a powerful Spurs team.
Man, listen.
Kawhi was healthy.
The cream always rises to the crop.
Is that the same?
And all the other shit falls.
That's the same?
To the top, I mean.
I'm about to say, nigga, what the fuck?
The cream always, nigga, you know what I'm saying.
I've heard the cream of the crop, creme de la crop or whatever, creme de la creme. I've never heard the cream rises to the top. That's different.
If not, then don't quote me.
I'm not going to quote you on that because I don't know where the fuck it
is. Real niggas always fly, fake niggas always die.
Real niggas always win in the end.
I just made that
shout out Amir Fontaine.
I just feel like, you know. But like what I said, like when I look back and I'm like, that's actually a really, really, really high power scoring team you got there. DeRozan. Like, that's a lot of shooting power.
And then you got that beast of Embiid
in the middle.
Yeah, he was doing work too.
Yeah.
Them niggas, and you know what was different about this All-Star game? They actually played the whole game.
The game.
There was I think there might have been 5 fast breaks all game. Mm-hmm. There was no easy buckets. Niggas were blocking shots, playing defense. I didn't think it was going to happen all 4 quarters. I thought it was going to be like some regular All-Star game shit. Okay, they fuck around first quarter. Play a little bit, second quarter, still fucking around. Third quarter, all right, it's clearly picking up. Fourth quarter, nigga, it's game.
It was locked down. Like, it looked like a playoff game almost.
Yeah, it did. It really did.
Shout out to Mike Dingling D'Antoni for keeping DeRozan and Lowry in, but taking out Embiid for a defensive set.
Yeah, he did.
You fucking bum.
He did that.
That's why the Warriors are going to win in two.
Because of
thinking like that.
Yo, speaking of limiting play time, Jimmy Butler didn't play at all. And I thought, whose team was he on anyway? He was on Steph's team.
That would have helped a lot.
I thought that was going to happen because I watched the Timberwolves game on Friday night. I think the Timberwolves played Friday night. It was either Friday or Thursday. Jimmy Butler played 38 minutes. And he was playing his ass off.
Nobody steps to Thibodeau.
Nobody says, like, nigga, you're going to kill him.
You're going to kill your player.
Jimmy played 38 minutes. He has a messed up finger. He got a split on his hand. At one point, he actually hurt his ankle during the game. And then after the game, they asked him, like, yo, you know, what are you going to do for All-Star Weekend? And you can kind of see it in his face. Like,
he said, shit.
Yeah, he was like, shitting me. So, like, you know.
Chilling.
He's obviously an All-Star. He probably should have gave up his spot if he knew he wasn't going to play. But I feel like that, I honestly feel that, like, that was either a game time decision or the day before he probably felt like, yo, I can't play in this game. Like, it's just too much. But, I don't know. We were talking to my boy Corey earlier, and he feels like that he should have played. I honestly don't think it was that big of a deal. If anything, he probably should have gave his spot up. That's about it. But if you're in an All-Star game, you know, you should probably play. He could have played at least 5 minutes, 10 minutes, beginning, you know, middle of the second quarter.
If Embiid, who doesn't play back-to-backs, played a good 15 minutes.
He plays back-to-backs now.
Mm-hmm. The whole league's on notice.
Yeah.
But yeah, if somebody who like that, he could have played. You give us a solid 10.
He could have got in for a little bit and not done anything. At least be on the floor. But I don't know. He might. I feel like he might be hurt, but it's not to the point where it makes the injury report. But he's just banged up.
I think he's banged up. When you play for Tibbs, man,
it's inevitable.
You never know, man.
It's gonna happen. Even all Carl Anthony Towns played it. I think he played 31 minutes in that game, so he had a good amount of minutes. But you know, Jimmy Butler being the type of player he is, he's gonna do more than Carl Anthony Towns.
Right.
This nigga was catching alley-oops. He was hitting the floor. He was playing defense. You know, he does everything. He's a two-way player. He does everything.
Damn thing, bro.
So, you know, when he didn't play, I was kind of, you know, I respected it because I was like, this nigga just played his ass off in a very close game. I forget who they played. But it was a really good game, and it went down to the wire. And, you know, when he didn't play, I was kind of like, all right, whatever. It is what it is. But
yeah, the All-Star game was real lit.
It was lit.
Did you watch any of the other stuff, like the dunk contest or the three-point contest?
I missed that shit. Because
I know we missed that.
We missed it because...
I don't know why I asked you that, because...
We missed it because we went to see...
We went on a trip to...
Wakanda.
Wakanda.
Wakanda. That movie was fucking amazing.
All right,
I'm trying to see that shit again.
I think I'm going to go again, bro.
I'm
going to
go
real,
again.
Hold on.
I'm going
to
go soon.
Spoiler alert for those that's listening to the pod. We're going to try our best to not give away any spoilers.
We're going
to
try.
But this is a preemptive spoiler warning.
And we also don't give a fuck because you should have seen it already.
Yeah,
that's your fault.
It's been the whole weekend.
It's been a weekend. You knew it was out. You probably don't even work weekends. You just didn't go because you're lazy.
You didn't go. You're trying to be cheap and wait for it to come on Cody.
On fucking bootleg.
Yeah.
Listen.
Waiting for the Plex link.
Yeah. The fucking 1, 2, 3 movies, which doesn't even exist anymore, you fucking jackass. But anyway. Black Panther was...
Well, so what you give it? Like
out of 10?
1 out of 10.
I'm going to have to give it a 10.
I'm giving it a solid 8.5, 9, man.
Really?
It's good.
I think I'm have to give it a 10 because it's that really, shit was amazing.
It's really good.
From beginning to end. The only thing I didn't like about it was how they didn't incorporate the album more into the movie. I thought that was going to be
I would have liked that more, too.
I was trying to hear, la di da di da, I was trying to hear that shit.
Why? At least during a car scene.
Like, come on, bro. I thought I was, yeah, exactly, during that car scene. I thought I was going to hear it, but I didn't. But everything else was dope. But Michael B. Jordan had some corny lines here and there.
Yeah.
But he did really well.
He did way better than I thought.
Because
he did.
You actually thought he was going to be ass.
I thought he was going to be god.
So you think you just don't think he's a good actor in general?
No, I think he's a good actor. I just didn't think he would be a good villain.
Okay, that's understandable.
I think
Michael it takes B. a special Jordan, person to be a villain.
I think it takes a special
like
kind
a Samuel,
of actor
Samuel Jackson
to be a
great
villain. Like, it's very easy to be
a likable guy,
especially when you pause, look like Michael B. Jordan, you're a good looking dude, young dude.
Yeah.
It's easy.
And everybody likes you.
You're easy to get behind as.
So, did you know he was in Hardball?
Yeah, now, yes.
Yeah, he was in Hardball.
Yes, yep.
He was one of the kids in Hardball.
Yes.
But anyway.
But, it's easy for them, somebody to, like, get behind you and want to root for you, like in Fruitvale Station, a sympathetic character, or in Creed, we want you to win.
And then you come back and do the complete opposite.
When you come back and
he challenged himself, to be honest, he did.
Like, Killmonger, it's hard to get people to hate you for real.
In a movie,
In a movie.
Like, you know who's good at that? Like, Samuel Jackson is really good at that. Denzel Washington is super good at that.
Yeah.
Don Cheadle is real good at that.
Yeah.
Blair Underwood, you really want to smack that nigga.
Blair Underwood, when he...
What's his name is good at it, too? Fucking Terrence Howard.
Any dark-skinned
Terrence Howard Roman.
Any dark-skinned nigga that Tyler Perry recruits.
Facts, you're going to hate that nigga for at least an hour and a half.
Straight.
Like, yo, fuck this nigga. He's calling her fat. She's not even that fat.
She's just a thick queen.
Yeah, in fact, she's trying to get her life together.
And y'all thinking of that movie right now. Yeah, we're talking about that one.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
But
shout out to you, Jill Scott, baby.
Yeah, your big ass. Actually, she's not even that big no more, I don't think.
She was fine.
She's fine when she was big.
I always thought she was fine, man.
She's been fine.
Yeah, especially, and then she got that soulful voice. But anyway.
That's titties. What are you talking about?
Oh, boy. Jesus. Did you see her news when they leaked?
She had nudes?
Yeah, her nudes.
Wait.
Like a couple years ago.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Let me check the internet.
Yeah, she had news leak. Like, I guess, like, back when, I don't know if it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago. It was
when
like
did that happen?
The iCloud got hacked.
Wait.
And they did, like, a massive purge. It was, mad celebrities got their news
leak. Kate Upton, Ariana Grande.
It was during that time.
Wow, I think I remember
It was
remember
called
this.
The hashtag The Fappening. Look at those things.
Why would she had her titties out, but she was putting up, like, she was making, like, the gun? Yeah. Like, she was flexing her arm?
Because them titties are cannons, baby.
Oh, my gosh. How did I miss this? I didn't see
Now, that one with the one
she
with
got
the
some
one. The one with her in the robe was kind of sexy, but the other ones.
Yeah, the one in the robe was nice.
The one in the robe was like, I want to get in that. But then the other one is like, your titties are too far apart. They, like.
They're not really. I mean, she's just
like,
got big
it's
ass
like,
titties.
Her titties are like an abacus.
Like a valley.
Yeah. You know, like the little that little toy that people have on the desk where they click-clack on the side.
Click-click-click-click-click-click-click-click.
Yeah. Like I can swing those around. You know what it's like? This titty's like a tether ball. Just wrap around her head.
Oh, man.
So
that's got to be fake. That's not Ariana Grande.
But, yeah, Black Panther was great. I loved it. There's a lot of underlying themes in it.
Oh man, the Hoteps had a great time.
Listen,
them niggas was making up all type of fucking theories. Jesus Christ!
No,
them
listen,
niggas. Wild
I found
out.
Myself real conflicted in that movie. I'm not gonna lie, man.
Oh yeah, when he
I was like, Killmonger's kind of Hotepy, but
he was. But
I get what he's saying.
I got it. When he was like, "Yo, y'all niggas sitting up here in Wakanda,
like, he was
and niggas
like,
out here dealing with Jim Crow, and y'all gonna fix all of that?"
Yo, shout out to Wakanda. They're kind of coony because they just said
they are, but they aren't. Because you know, if they would have showed themselves and put their neck on the line for everyone, white people would have took them over. They know it. But the whole world would have been on in Wakanda.
White people, son, they can't.
The whole world,
they can't.
The whole world would have been trying to get a piece of what was the name of the material?
Vibranium.
Vibranium.
Bro.
The whole world would have been trying to get into Wakanda.
Can't.
Yes, they can.
Bro, I don't think you're understanding the scale.
I do.
Of how advanced.
I do.
How
I get
superior.
It.
No, no, no.
I get it.
No.
I get it. I know.
No.
Vibranium was the most powerful material on the earth.
Right.
I get that. But they.
And they have all of it.
Son. They damn near got overthrown by themselves.
Okay, that was some civil war.
That's what I'm saying.
But for thousands of years, they've been fine on their own.
Exactly. So Killmonger came along and was like, y'all niggas is selfish.
But Killmonger had his way in because he, too, was Wakandan.
T'Challa was the king for 2 days and got his ass whooped. Some shit would have went
T'Challa
down.
T'Challa was a fuck nigga, kind of.
Some shit would have went down.
Killmonger came
in. Pops was a fuck nigga.
He was a fuck nigga, too. But Killmonger was thorough, man. He been training his whole life
for that one moment.
T'Challa was really he was training, but he really wasn't training.
He was training, but he wasn't.
Killmonger
training.
Was in the field.
He wasn't training.
That nigga was in Iraq. He wasn't Ha Ha Davis training.
Yeah, he wasn't training.
That nigga, Killmonger was in the field.
In the field, yeah.
You know
was.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, he's actually catching bodies. Like
he
real
was catching real bodies.
Nigga had his whole body
for real.
Body marked up. I don't give a motherfucker.
Like he had a. He had a marking for each body.
Each kill.
Yeah, for each kill he had.
At first, he like raised his sleeve.
I saw his arms. I'm like, that's life. But then he saw the chest. I'm like, Jesus.
Nigga, you killed everybody in Afghanistan.
You ended the war.
By yourself.
By yourself, G.
But, I don't know. That shit was crazy. I understand where he was coming from, but at the same time, why they were like, okay, we can't save everybody.
Yes, they could, bro.
But at the end, I'm sorry, this has hella spoilers in it. At the end, they decided they were going to try to save everybody.
I mean, it's about time, but you got to think, if nobody like Killmonger ever happened, would they do it then? Would
probably
they
not.
Stay the same?
You know, it's like,
that's
that
the
picture,
problem.
It's like that picture of Lil Wayne throwing all the money, but then when everybody tries to get the money, he's like, clutching that shit.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hold up, wait, that's like hitting a lottery.
You need people
that's
to judge you.
That's like hitting a lottery, and then all your cousins out of nowhere is coming out of nowhere trying to get your money that you ain't talked to in years. Like, nigga, we not even really related.
When's my birthday?
We not even really related. Like, how I know you're really Wakandan? And that's the thing. Like, you're not really Wakandan unless you had, you know, the inner lip tattoo. Shit.
He was legit.
He was legit. Yeah, he was.
So, but a lot of niggas' names, they don't matter, man. All black.
Direct bloodline.
They all black people, man. And
like
they,
I said, I get it. I get both sides. I understand both sides.
I don't get his side at all. I don't see it.
I understand both sides. But they saw it because at the end, they decided to do what he said.
I mean, but
they probably gave him a statue.
They saw it because A, he kind of forced it on him because he had to. If he came in there on some meek regular shit, like
that nigga was like, "This is your fucking king."
Yeah, if he came in there on some diplomacy type shit and said, "I don't want to come for the throne. Yeah. I just want to be nice about it, and I just want to do this the right way." And he just acts nicely. They ain't doing that shit. He had to come in there, beat T'Challa's ass.
He fucked that nigga up.
Kind of kill him thought.
Yeah.
To take over. He had to take over by force for them to even kind of see it. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, if they didn't do him so dirty and just brought him in from the rip, they definitely wouldn't have did it.
They definitely should have brought him in.
He just did that shit out of guilt.
They definitely should have brought him in.
Yeah, there's no way they should.
That shit didn't make sense. That's the one part that didn't make sense.
It made no sense
at all. Why did you not?
What? It made no sense.
I think the Pops felt so guilty that he was like, yo, just let him die.
They
literally let that nigga to die.
Zero sense.
They thought he was gonna die.
They said we're trying to protect him. Like, from what?
They didn't. I don't think they thought that he would know he was really Wakandan.
Yeah.
So they were probably like, just let him be regular. But little did they know that nigga was going through his Pop shit, finding everything. Like, yo, we're fucking royalty.
I think he knew his shit was he was Wakanda before his dad even died.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
he did. Yeah, maybe because in the flashback, spoiler alert. In the flashback, you know, it goes back to when he was going through his dad's shit.
Yeah,
you know, and
so I really don't get. Like, I just feel like you have, because they have all. Like, imagine you have all the diamond in the world, but diamond also doubles as a weapon.
As a weapon.
And an energy source.
Technology.
The dude, the white dude Claw said they've had it for thousands and thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah, because it was a meteor. And it was a meteor that hit Africa.
They barely scratched the surface of all the vibranium. Mm-hmm. So you can ball out on the whole world five times. And then some, and still have plenty of that shit left. So you telling me
they have mountains full of it?
You can't save the black people. I'm not saying give them weapons and kill the white man.
That's what they didn't. I feel like that's what they didn't want. They didn't want war over vibranium. They didn't want war over vibranium.
Even though that's not how I would have handled it, I wouldn't completely object.
That's what I'm saying.
But
that's inevitable. War is the answer to everything in this, you know, in the fucking world.
War is inevitable, but my nigga, they didn't want it. They're strapped.
They didn't want it.
They could end that shit quickly.
Probably, but they didn't want it. They didn't want to kill people.
That's pussy.
T'Challa didn't even want to kill one.
He was pussy.
He didn't want to kill him. Killmonger killed himself. He was like, "What did he say? Bury me like how they did this."
That line, that was the wackiest line.
One of the corny ones.
I was like,
nigga.
That's probably the most disappointing thing in the movie.
Yeah.
How they ended that thing with him dying. I'm like,
He took him to see Wakanda. He did take him.
But they could.
That was dope. That part was dope when he actually brought him out to see the Wakanda. Like, Wakanda and everything.
They could have extended that. I didn't like how he died, though.
Yeah, he took the knife out of him or something.
Yeah, it was really whack.
It is.
But shout out to Lupita Nyong'o looking fine in that movie.
Every black woman in that movie.
Yeah,
fine.
The black woman in that
movie. Even what's her name from Black Mirror, the last episode? I don't know her name.
Yeah, I'm not really attracted, but she was looking all right in there, man.
She was looking good. Everybody was looking good and nice and powerful. It was very inspiring. Yes, got niggas doing the fucking Wakandan handshake now.
Word.
And whenever I see a black person, I'm like, what's good, my nigga? Word. Cross my arms. I use the little emoji now.
Word.
Arms crossed, dickhead, Wakanda forever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, white people don't even look at me funny for the next 3 weeks.
Oh, don't.
I'll snuff you in the nose.
Oh, my gosh.
Directly in your Caucasian schnoz.
Yeah, right in your lips. Your little ones.
Right in your beak.
Your beak. It only lasts about a week. Yeah. You'll be all right after that.
And it had a lot of themes, like
depending.
Another theme they had was like the relationships between Native Africans and African Americans that I saw explored.
That was dope.
Interesting concept.
Yeah, I never got a chance to read the comics though, So I'm sure, you know, the comics were the same. So Killmonger was obviously, you know, left in America. Mm-hmm. So that was dope to see the African-American and then African, like, connects.
They were. And I know in the comics what's really understated is how, like, you really have to understand how far, far ahead of the curve Wakanda is in respects to the whole world.
Yeah.
Like,
yo, shout out to Stan Lee for even.
Shout out to Stan Lee. Shout out to Jack Kirby, the creators, yeah. man. Like,
Stan Lee was actually in it this time. He was like, I ain't gonna be no fucking Easter egg. Nigga. I'm gonna be in this.
I'm gonna say some lines.
Yeah,
nigga.
Yeah, lines, everything.
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
But I feel like I don't want to say. All right, first of all, this is the end of the spoiler alerts.
Yeah.
All right, we're not gonna talk about Black Panther too much no more. We're hopefully in the future, honestly. We want to do a pod that's completely dedicated to Black Panther. We're gonna try and break it down in depth.
Yeah, yeah.
We're gonna try and have a couple people on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably something we're gonna do in the future. That might be a bonus episode or episode in and of itself.
Yeah,
but we'll definitely gonna do that in the future, probably within the next week or two.
Yeah,
soon. Dedicated to Black Panther.
Yeah, because that movie is just amazing. You have to see it. You got to go see it. Listen, if you haven't seen it yet, we might have ruined it a little bit, but trust me, everything we said doesn't mean shit compared to them. It's a 2-hour movie.
Honestly, in the description, we'll probably have a timestamp. So,
yeah, we'll
stamp it. I guess it doesn't matter now because I'm talking now.
We'll stamp it. Yeah.
But we'll put a timestamp so that you know when the spoilers end and then when you can, like, the movie, but even if you know what's gonna happen, you're gonna enjoy the movie anyway because it's just so good, especially as a Black person. And I know
that shit was uplifting.
It was truly uplifting. And I know a lot of people have been gassing this movie. It's been seemingly gassed.
Yeah, but when you actually watch it, you're like, damn,
you get it. Like,
I'm about to sing, like, the Black national anthem.
I'm like, I get it. Like, I'm not gonna be out here with steel drums and a dashiki.
Nah, I wasn't doing all that.
And kente cloth.
Niggas dead ass sang the Black national anthem before the movie started.
Yeah.
Like, lift every voice and sing.
Like, I'm not going to do that, but I get it. Because, like, a lot of people want to say, like, there's a lot of naysayers out there. Like, what about Blade? And what about,
Get the fuck out of here.
What? It was another movie.
Medea.
No, it was Blade and some other Black superhero movie.
Oh, what? Blank Man?
No.
Oh, no, there was some random superhero that I never even heard of.
Ah, I'm sorry. I
forget what his name was.
I want to think of it. I'm sorry, guys. But yeah, like, just different.
Different Black, like, movies.
Yeah.
And then Black movies and Black movies in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would we wild out over that? Like, I mean, you see how good this movie is supposed to be, and you see what it means, especially in Marvel, where there's no real Black characters other than, you know, whoever, you know, random people that don't have their own movies. So it was a big thing.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's what they was talking about. Hancock,
Spawn,
and Blade. I'm like,
why are we ignoring those? Hancock was a bum.
I'm like, those movies.
He was homeless.
Like, bro, first of all, those movies stunk.
And they were supposed to be funny.
Blade was ass.
Well, not Blade, but Hancock was a comedy.
Was definitely ass.
That was a comedy.
I like Spawn personally.
Yeah.
But Spawn is not a good movie.
Yeah, like, niggas are supposed to go all this out like this really Black the Dynamite
first,
or something.
This is truly the first good,
yeah, the
high
first,
budget,
yeah, the first
Black
one that,
superhero movie.
The
it is.
The first one that was taken seriously.
That was really taken seriously, and not just
they
like,
expected us to do the shit for Blank Man.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Like, I'm not about to
no, not.
Give the same respect to Pootie Tang
as
I do this. Like, I'm sorry. And so it's a good reason to be excited. Am I crying? No.
No, I didn't cry afterwards.
Am I going to write a think piece? Fuck no.
No.
But I'm going to let you guys know, and I'm going to say it's something that should be appreciated and it should be watched. Give your money to it because it only means more superheroes because, like I'm saying, Black Panther is not the only Black superhero, people. And once they know the money's in it, they will do it. I promise you.
Facts.
And there will be more Black superheroes that will get uncovered, and you will be like, oh, I didn't even know they were around. You know what I'm saying? And it'll be it's just another step forward, I think.
Yep. That will be all right.
So,
niggas
will be fine.
Niggas ain't making strides.
Yeah.
But speaking of Black.
Still in the Black theme.
We're going to keep it Black. Let's do this one first. Black youngster, did you see this nigga's IG story?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
He had the strippers fucking butt naked. Yeah. Booty butt naked. If you don't follow, thousands of dollars everywhere.
If you don't know who Black Youngs is and don't follow Black Youngs,
itty bitty horse. Like, come on, son.
Black Youngs is a rapper who has a stutter, but doesn't stutter when he raps for some reason.
It's not a real stutter. It's like a stutter that he does, like, that he just thinks is cool.
So you saying it's a fake stutter?
It's a fake stutter, yeah. He does that shit on purpose. He doesn't really stutter.
Holy shit, are you serious?
I'm dead ass. He doesn't stutter. He was never stuttering. Like, wow. He did that shit on purpose. Little itty bitty horse, that shit is fake.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a made-up stutter.
But yeah, Black Youngster's a rapper.
From Memphis, Tennessee. He runs with Yo Gotti and
from Memphis?
Yeah, he Yo Gotti's his man's.
Oh.
That's why he was having beef with Dolph. Remember Shake Some?
They all from Memphis, aren't
they? Yeah, they're all from Memphis. Who will shake some? You will shake some.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought that song was about.
No,
they're from Memphis.
Them niggas is from Memphis. Them niggas is different.
Shoot,
Memphis.
Shout out to Block Boy JB.
Oh man, him and that Drake song y'all.
So fire, bro. Oh, I'll talk about it.
Oh man, and we gotta talk about God's Plan, the video.
The video, yeah. Before we get into the Black Youngster thing, God's Plan video, very good video, very touching.
I almost cried.
Yeah, man.
I felt him coming. I was like, this is crazy.
I enjoyed it. Like,
this is crazy.
When they gave the little girl the scholarship, and they gave the dude and his mom the money.
Yeah. Or and then when they gave the dude and his family the money, he was talking about how he was trying to find a job and he just couldn't. That shit was like, yo.
Yeah.
He didn't have to do that. That was the biggest thing. He did not have to do that.
Drake is like a guy like I continually want to hate
him. You
want
to hate
him,
but you can't hate him.
He's such a nice guy.
You cannot hate him. He's
such a great guy.
He's so likable.
He's such a likable guy.
Like, Drake would probably sit, like, if we sincerely wanted Drake to be on this podcast, he would probably sit right here next to us.
And he'd just have a good old chat.
And it would be crazy. But he's just that.
He's just a nice guy.
You want to hate him, but you can't. I don't know,
yeah,
man.
If you're hating on Drake, like, you're legitimately hating.
Yeah, if
like,
you hate Drake, you're a real hater. Like, I'll fake hate him. Like, yeah, I'll make a light skin joke here and there. Yeah. But I don't actually hate
him. Like, niggas fake hate him for last. Yeah. But you don't legitimately.
He's kind of like J. Cole.
Yeah, no. But,
I don't actually hate J. Cole. You actually hate J. Cole? I can never actually hate J. Cole. I'm only in it for the laughs. Only in it for the laughs. Only like, because I know like, he has potential, and I know what I used to like from him. But
I feel like he has a good spirit.
He does. That's the same with Drake.
Further than that, we can dead all that. But
yeah, I think Drake might actually ended him with this guy's plan because now niggas are gonna want that type of music, and he's not gonna give it.
Yeah,
he's just not gonna give it.
No, he's not gonna give you.
He's not gonna give anything.
J. Cole's not gonna give you any music with energy.
Yeah, it's not gonna have that energy. I feel like he's done with the energy thing. He did it already.
I'm real. J. Cole's gonna start doing all of his concerts from a stool.
Yeah, he's just gonna be sitting down.
Yeah, with a guitar.
Oh my God, he's gonna be the next NDIRE. Jesus fucking Christ.
And bling bling, and I ain't never did it before. No,
oh my
bling
God.
Bling.
J. Cole acoustics.
Yeah, J. Cole unplugged.
Get the fuck J. Cole unplugged. Son of
God,
fuck out of here.
Horrible.
But yeah, Black Youngster was pretty much bugging on his Instagram, throwing thousands of dollars. Fatboy SSC was in there. Yeah. A couple other people. YF and Lucci was there. Niggas played Booty like 30 times in a row. It was a grand old time. I wish I was there, to be honest, because there was ass everywhere.
Just living his best life and just shitting on us broke niggas as usual.
Shitting, shitting.
As rappers tend to do.
Oh, man. But I guess speaking of rappers, let me talk about a rapper's girlfriend for a second.
Who's that?
Fucking or ex girlfriend now, fucking Black China, my nigga.
Oh man.
This is probably the worst sex tape to ever come out since the Kim K one.
You know what?
That shit is terrible. And Kim K's sex tape is better than the shit she just put out.
Yeah. First of all, horrible. Kim K's sex tape gets a lot of undue hate.
Why is that? It wasn't good.
It's because it has some scenes. It has some scenes.
It wasn't good. Ray J made it. He made it good. Pause. He made that sex tape good because of the shit he was saying.
Listen, it takes two to tango.
It does.
You know what I'm saying?
It does.
It does.
Okay,
it does. Tango.
Okay, it does.
So, you know what I'm saying? This movie, all the elements were bad.
All the tangoing was bad.
All the tangoing was offbeat. I was just disgusted. Like... It was just really. I've never fast forwarded through pornographic material to get to the end.
Really?
Like, you fast... I'm about to say. You know what I'm saying? You fast forward to, like...
Deadass?
Like, you fast forwarded to get to a good part. Uh-huh. I fast forwarded through this for it to be over.
Just to be over?
Like, I just want this to be over, but I want to say I saw it.
Yeah.
But I just, it's like, I gotta get through this.
Yeah.
It was like, it felt like a college lecture. Like, can I just get through it?
Can I just get to the end?
Yeah, it was bad. Like, she was giving bad head.
Yeah, that, yeah, she was.
Then she had the nerve. First of all, she was giving bad head, and then she had the nerve to whisper, "Babe, I want you to put it all in my mouth." Like, put it all in your mouth.
Oh, what?
You can't take some of it in your mouth.
You're supposed to do that on your own, baby.
You can't even do that. Yeah. And then the most disgusting thing of it all.
Oh, man. The ending, the most right?
atrocious the, thing of it
the
all.
The grand finale.
The not so grand finale.
The not so grand finale.
Homeboy is about to bust off.
I'm about to bust.
He was about to, you know,
He's about to yawn me in on her yawn me.
Yeah, he's about to spread the bravy gravy.
About to spread love.
You know what I'm saying?
About to drop his kids off at school.
About to spread the man mayo. And then she starts jumping out the way.
This bitch jumped up so fast.
She goes, eek. Like, eek. Like she saw a mouth. Eek. A mouth.
She said, huzzuck.
Word. Yo, she gets up and says, I'm scared.
Scared of what, bitch?
Scared?
You're a professional whore.
You're a whore.
What are you afraid of?
This is what you're a whore.
Oh, my goodness. What a misunderstanding.
Nigga, Black China being afraid of cum is like Santa Claus being afraid of snow. This is what you do, bitch.
This is what you do.
Motherfucker.
This is part of the job
description. It's like LeBron James being afraid of basketballs. this is your calling.
This is it. It doesn't get any more forward than
this. This is your calling, ho. It.
That's like fucking, I don't, nigga, what?
Oh, my God.
It doesn't matter.
It's like Wiz Khalifa being afraid of weed.
Of blunts.
Yeah. Bomb. Baby. This is what
you live for. That's what it's made for. Shout out to Usher.
Like, this is why we exist.
I ain't never ever like, seen nobody act like that.
Ever. I ain't never.
That shit
ever.
Is crazy. She fucking jumped up so fast.
You know what? And me seeing that, I don't feel bad for Rob Kardashian or Tiger anymore.
Mm-mm, them niggas deserved it.
They deserved
it. They deserved it.
They deserved it. You. First of all, you have multiple sex with you had sex with her multiple times.
Oh, you left. You busted.
So you know you that box is trash. And that head game is trash.
And I know it wasn't no better than that because this time it was actually filmed and she didn't put on her best performance.
She felt comfortable.
Yeah, that was it.
So
actually she put on her best.
That was it.
That was the cameras is
disgusting.
On? Oh man.
Disgusting.
Get it together.
Bitch didn't rise to the occasion.
No.
She's a loser.
Not at all. Not a closer.
Yeah.
Far from a closer.
Far from a closer.
Oh, man.
So.
Folded.
Yeah, you know, folded like a lawn chair.
Jesus Christ.
She just was horrible. And then, like, Rob Kardashian and Tiger, they just had the nerve. They had the nerve to be complaining.
What did Stephen A. Smith say? The unmitigated gall?
We have been run amok, hoodwinked, deceived.
I thought she was a freak.
And led astray.
Whole time, I thought she was a freak. At least.
And she a fucking geek. She fucking whack.
Dweeb. A fucking dweeb.
Bitch, I know mathletes that suck dick better than her, bro.
Mathletes. Oh, my God.
I know bitches in my Sunday school class right now that suck dick way better than her.
Wednesday night Bible study.
Yes.
Freaks.
Man, I could go to a local Bible study or motherfucking church bingo session and get some of the meanest dick suckers this side of the Mississippi.
But Black China with two
Black
C's
China
can't suck
professional
this.
Advertisement hoe.
Oh my gosh.
It
should be a requirement. If you sell flat tummy tea or anything of that nature, you have to suck dick, and your rating has to be a 10 out of 10.
You should have no. If you sell flat tummy tea, you should have no gag reflex.
None. Zero. Whatsoever. I should be able to fucking put a bottle of Jack Daniels down your mouth. You should inhale
and
it.
And you should say, I want more. You should be able to say, I want more.
While the bottle's
down your throat. I want more, please. More dick, thank you. Disgusting. We all need to get together as a community and file a class action lawsuit against Blac Chyna for false advertisement. Because this is disgusting.
This is uncalled for.
This is horrid.
Oh, my God.
She said, I'm afraid of semen.
Like it was poisonous.
Like it was...
like it was going to melt her,
she
her
was,
Botox.
She was sucking dick like it was Robitussin flavored. Like... you're a whore! I'm so flat. Like, you are a whore. Go to work, bitch. Oh. Clock in. It's time to clock in.
It's time to clock in. It's time for you to work.
It's time to clock in, though. It's business hours.
Oh, my God.
Get to sucking.
Son, that's crazy, though, because you're thinking, she can't even suck dick. She can all this.
And then your ass is all misplaced.
She's not even cute. The least you could have done was decently
she got the nerve to
suck
have,
a dick.
She can't suck dick, and she got the nerve to have her injected ass looking like the sandbags you put on your basketball court for it to stay up. Remember those?
That shit just saggy.
Look like a bag of salt that you use to fucking...
oh, my gosh. To melt ice.
Yeah, she got two bags of dog food in her back. Two bags of Iams.
Two big-ass sad teardrops.
Just disgusting.
Ugh. Droopy dog butt ass. Just dare, take it to the base. That's just too disgusting.
Two garbage bags of recycling. Lumpy recycling bottles. Bags.
In her butt.
Yeah.
Oh, nasty.
Like just a big old nasty flesh diaper. Disgusting. A flesh diaper. Hey, you got the nerve.
The unmitigated goal.
You disgust me. I'm done with her.
She's not good at anything.
I was done with her before, but I'm really done. Like, your only perceived marketable skill.
Yeah, that's
you're
the one.
You're a liar.
That is the one thing we thought we were good at. You were good at. Now we
that's
know.
That's like me.
Now we just know she's good at lying.
I've lied on a resume before. But, man. She put down false references.
Woo.
She put down Willy Wonka as a dick sucking reference.
Oh my goodness gracious.
And we just could not check the facts.
We didn't check it at
she
all.
She has bamboozled.
We took her word for it.
She has bamboozled us all.
Oh man.
And she has jugged a lifetime of money.
Cause I remember when I first saw the headline, I was like, Blac Chyna sex tape. This is about to be good.
I was like, this is going to be great.
Pull down the chair like Papa Champagne John.
I saw
that
when I
be good.
I saw that when I got home. I was like, I might have to get in bed for this.
Beep me.
I might have to get in bed.
Man.
But
nope.
Man.
Oh, man. What a fucking
yuck.
I threw my arms up.
Yuck.
Just, disbelief.
Yeah. Like, I felt like the white lady from the Apple Care video.
Oh, my God.
I was told by Apple Care that Blac Chyna could suck dick.
I was told by Pornhub that this was going to be good.
It's just bad. It's just...
it's all bad.
Oh, I'm just like... I'm really betrayed.
Jesus Christ. And what did... no, you know what makes me even more sick? The fact that women were trying to, like, defend her. Like, oh, she didn't suck the dick good because she didn't like him.
Like, bitch.
Bitch, what?
What?
You're out here sucking exhibition dick? Demo dick?
Bitch is out here sucking dick platonically. Let me suck your dick as a friend.
As a friend? Oh, my God.
Because we're pals.
Oh, Jesus. She didn't like him. That's why she didn't let him nut on her face. Are you serious?
So you're going to suck his
dick. You're going to let him fuck you because you didn't like him? Come on, son. I ain't never, ever met a nigga who was like, I ain't like it, but I ate a pussy just because. Never, ever.
Yeah, I did this intimate thing.
Never, ever. I'm starting to think niggas are smarter than women.
Starting?
Oh, my goodness. Because I ain't never heard of a nigga that got cheated on and was like, yeah, I'm going to stay. I ain't never heard a nigga say, yeah, I'm going to eat her pussy just because. I don't like her, but I'm going to eat it. Y'all losing. Y'all
I'm going to see where it goes.
I'm going to see what happens. Come on, son. Y'all we'll taking L's.
I'm going to see how I feel. After I eat it. Oh, shout out to the Black Queens. We love you.
We love you.
But
oh man, take care of us.
Yeah, take care of us.
Yes, just keep us out of jail and make sure niggas is just getting jobs.
Yeah, you guys are the forefront. No matter how much shit we talk.
Yeah, facts.
But I don't even know if I want to talk about it because I'm just so. It's top three disappointments in my life.
What are the other two?
It was the top three. Me finding out Santa Claus wasn't real. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That was a bad moment.
That was horrible.
I think I actually walked down, like, my parents were in the basement wrapping the presents. I was like, what the fuck are y'all doing? I said that. 7-year-old me was like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
Yeah. So it's like, me finding out Santa Claus wasn't real. Mm-hmm. My parents getting divorced.
Yeah, that sucked.
And now Black China not sucking.
Top three, yeah.
Thanks, Black China.
Thanks for rounding off that top three.
Thanks for rounding it
thank
off.
Thank you. Thank you for completing it.
Let's just be done. I'm done with that. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm disgusted. I'm betrayed. I'm emotionally raw.
Emotionally raw.
Raw, like the whack sex they were having.
We didn't think that we would see anything worse than Kim Kardashian, but alas, Black China was like, bet.
All right, bet. Now we got to do
top three worst celebrity sex tapes.
I would say top three worst. Top three. Just say your favorite celebrity sex tape right now, because I got mine already now.
My favorite. I don't think it's a necessarily. It's not a sex tape. It's just news. Rosario Dawson. Mm. When them shits dropped, nigga, I was like,
that was a good time. Wow. You know, my favorite sex tape.
What's that?
Yes, Jules.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was a
good one. Her voice was kind of annoying, but
yeah,
it was a pleasure to see.
It's my phone. It's in my phone.
Her raspy ass voice. Yes! I'm like, whoa, what the fuck?
She sounded like Seabiscuit.
Come at me.
Oh, my God. Seabiscuit. But I power through it most times.
Yeah.
It's in my phone to this day.
You know what? I don't have it because I don't have it. I think it was
good.
I don't know.
The little angle where he's like, where it just shows him hitting from the back, the POV, and that Caucasoid ass is just bouncing.
It would have been better if it was a nigga, but we could have took that W, but it was some fucking gay ass Hispanic nigga, so.
You gotta stop with the Hispanic.
some gay ass Hispanic nigga. It would have been better if it was a nigga. We could have took that W. You know what I mean? We could have took that one for the culture. Because at least if you're going to appropriate our culture, you could at least fuck some niggas.
You know what's crazy? I've grown on in my porn watching journey. Like, I'm starting to.
You're venturing off?
Venture into. I used to be real staunch with, I only want to see Black men fucking Black women.
That's where I'm at.
I used to only be like, I only want to see that.
I'm too woke for that shit.
And I don't want to see white people fucking now. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see Black men fucking white women. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to see, I definitely didn't want to see white men fucking Black women.
I'd rather not.
But I've started to notice that the real high quality stuff,
what?
The 1080p 4K stuff, if you want to see Black women, you got to see white dick with it.
Nah.
So it's gotta be a friend. Like,
I would rather watch my shit
than
220.
You got your standard, your reality kings, Dog Fart Network, your Bang Bros.
Nah, bro. Give me that brown shit. Brown bunnies. And, give me that shit nice.
40
and,
ounce bounce.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Occasionally you get a Black man and a Black woman, but you gotta just get you.
I can't deal with that now.
I've started to do
a little dabbling.
Jiu-jitsu of the mind.
Oh, my God. Like, maybe it's just my dick.
Yeah. Like, I try to get the mind, very powerful. I try to get the scenes with, like, the olive-skinned white men. Like, oh, he's Sicilian, so he's kind of Black. And it just
works. He got a nice tan. It couldn't be me.
No. Like, I can finesse it.
Nah, I can't do it, bro.
Yeah, it's hard.
No homo. Everybody got to be Black or Hispanic.
Yeah, it's got to be some flavor in there.
Yeah, got to be some adobo up in that mix.
It's got to be some adobo or lard.
Some seasoning. I can't do it.
It's got to be adobo or lard.
Mrs.
Dash?
Nope. Like I said in the previous episode, like ever since I've been woke, I just can't do it. I don't even want to see no other. I don't want to see it. Just to keep it.
the queen getting pollinated by
never
implant and inseminated by
never.
The colonizer.
No.
I feel what you're saying. I feel what you're saying, my king and my brother.
Yeah, facts. I can't do it. You know what I mean? I mean, if there's one aspect where I'm a Hotep, it's that.
Hotep with your porn.
Yeah, I'm Hotep. I'm a Hotep porn guy. Everything black. Everything. Speaking of black, fucking black.
Continuing with black.
We're going to keep it with the black. Speaking of black, black ass Hell Rail got his ass whooped in front of his own mom.
That was bad.
That shit was horrible. He got up slipping and shit. He's like a newborn deer. That shit
they call him slipping for real.
Yeah, it was bad.
And it looked like it was in a cheap ass like Chinese buffet.
It looks like he was just out to eat with his mom. Like he was just chilling. Bad. Like it like he was just like, yo, mom, you trying to get something to eat? And she's like, yeah. All right, let's go here real quick.
Dipset.
Niggas call him slipping.
It's a tough time to be a Dipset fan right now. Yeah. It's been rough for us. Mm-hmm. Joel Santana has no teeth.
What?
You didn't see that video when they were like promoting like the Dipset reunion?
No.
When he was on like MTV and he didn't have no teeth.
What was he smoking, meth?
Look, Google it, man.
What the fuck?
It looked bad. Joel Santana was looking bad. He looked like a dope fiend, bro.
Oh, he definitely is if he ain't got no teeth. That nigga's probably 35.
So it was that, and then you know, Cam having the diss from Mace, and it was real bad and he didn't respond well. Yeah.
Oh man, yeah.
And then Hell Rail getting ran up on. It looked bad, and he got his ass beat too.
He did, but he kind of got jumped. He got caught off guard. He wasn't with his mom. So like, what do you do when you're in front of your mother? Like, what do you do?
You got to fight, man.
You got to fight.
Your
back.
Mother's gonna understand.
Yeah,
you got to defend yourself, bro. You can't.
Yeah, you got to do something.
You can't
do something. Anything.
You can't. You can't just. I'm not gonna get my ass beat in front of my mom.
Yeah, it don't matter who it is. I'm fighting
like,
back.
I'm not going out like hell.
Yeah, you don't get your ass beat in front of your mom or your girl.
Yeah, you can't. It's just wrong. That shit is not acceptable past 14 years old.
Yeah, past 14.
Yeah,
that's the cutoff age for you to get your ass beat in front of your mom.
Yeah. Once the pubes come in. Son. You got to defend your honor at all times, bro.
Real quick, why is this nigga missing so many teeth?
Isn't it bad?
What the fuck happened to him?
It's bad.
It's
bro.
Horrible. I thought he was doing good.
He looks really bad.
Yo, like did his veneers?
Nah, I don't want to come out and say it's drugs because it's not my place because I don't know. But it just—he's
missing all the teeth on the right side of his mouth.
It just looks. Bad.
What's happening? Joel Santana missing teeth. What the fuck?
It's not a bunch of teeth.
Like a whole. It's like, not a the tooth. Whole right side of, it's not like of he, the bottom yeah. row is gone.
It's not like he had a rotten tooth and he got it taken out. He's missing multiple.
Multiple.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn, Joel's getting it together. And that's old too. It was from November. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, man.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's a bad time to be a Dipset fan right now.
Yeah, your niggas little... taking all types of L. But with Hell Rail, it was only a 10-second video. It was kind of crazy. You know, he was caught off guard. He was with his mom. Nobody expects to get, you know, that type of thing in front of him. Because you would think niggas, if they see you with your mom, they're going to be like, all right, he's with his mom. We not going to fucking, you know, try to fuck this nigga.
Niggas don't care.
Niggas was stomping on this nigga's head. He was kicking him in the mouth.
Niggas do not. They care minimally.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Jesus Christ.
Don't care at all, bro.
Yeah. I don't know.
Niggas kill niggas in front of their mom.
That's true. I seen niggas get shot with their kids. Yeah. Nigga had his kid in the stroller.
Niggas don't care, like, at all.
Yeah. I don't know.
Sorry.
Good, but, do you want to do Would You Rather?
Do we have any more topics?
We have not just Black History Month. We can do Would You Rather, and we can just talk about Black History Month a little bit after that.
Okay.
Or do you want to talk about Black History Month now?
No, I just I'll say Black History Month real quick. Like,
okay. Well, today is Monday, the 19th. President's Day is when we recorded this, so we just want to give a special Black History Month. Happy President's Day to our president.
Barack,
the only president that we know of.
Barack Hussein Obama.
H. Obama, we salute you. Even though we know you couldn't do everything you wanted to do.
We miss you, bro.
We miss you dearly. You know, we know you would have did way more than this fucking orange bitch in the office right now. Who had the audacity to come at Oprah sideways.
Yeah.
Please come back.
You come at Oprah frontways like I would.
Oh, man. I would definitely fuck Oprah.
Backways, too. Oh, absolutely.
What? I would fuck Oprah.
Yo, the fact
she's thick.
Oprah must have super duper birth control because
yeah. she's not pregnant.
She's old now.
I know she definitely has.
But
sex.
They've been together for a long time, and how he has not—he's failed
yeah.
as a man for not trapping it. Yeah. I know she's too old now, but they've been together for at least 20 years.
Now to shot that up, it's too late now. It's too late now. I think menopause and took its turn.
I would have been
menopause and ran its course. Yeah, I'd have.
Man,
but you know what? Probably now she's probably like, yeah, Stedman, shoot it up. Like yeah. Now she don't care.
Yeah, just teasing.
There's no eggs.
Hey, you can shoot it up now.
There's no eggs left.
Yeah, nothing left.
There's nothing to fucking fertilize.
It's just.
It's just a little gun, and when you shoot it, a sign that comes out says "bang." Like there's nothing left. I would definitely fuck Oprah Winfrey though.
Absolutely.
That would, oh man.
Even if she wasn't rich.
Yeah.
That's a
yeah.
Nice,
even if she wasn't rich,
that's
she,
a nice.
Yeah.
She's a nice, sturdy, handsome woman.
Yeah, she's a. She's a sturdy, handsome woman.
Yeah.
She's a fine woman.
She got a wide base.
Oh. Wide.
She got a nice center of gravity.
Oh my god. Yeah. Oh man! Yeah. But speaking of Oprah, you know what that reminds me of? Missy Elliott. She be looking real good. Did we say that last episode?
She got looking real
I don't know if
nice.
We said that last episode, but Missy Elliott been looking real fine. Nice. She fell asleep in her makeup the other day, she still looked good when she woke up. I was like, "Damn, Missy!"
Let me do a quick callback to last episode. We talked about celebrity crushes.
Yes, top three. I want to revamp that.
One person I forgot to miss. I'm sorry.
I forgot to mention.
I will
as
take
well.
Out Anne-Marie.
Yeah, I'll take
I
out
will,
one as well.
I will insert Georgia Smith.
Yeah, great trade. I will also. I'll let you go right after this. I will also take out my number one and replace her with the
number one?
My number one was Amara LaNegra.
Yes.
I want to replace her with the weathercaster or the traffic woman.
Oh, Dimitri Oberlore.
Yes, Dimitri. Dimitria.
Yeah.
Oberlore. Even though she's a fucking dummy.
She's an idiot.
She's a fucking jackass. All she knows is traffic and clothes. That's fine though, but she is. Point as hell. So if I can replace my number one, I renege on that. I recant it. Mm-hmm. Amara LaNegra is still fine. She's just not my number one. And I will bump up Dimitria. How do you say her last name?
I don't know.
She's I think she's Nigerian. It's hard to say. But I bump her up to my number one because she's fine and she's thick as hell.
And then I will take out Anne-Marie. I'm sorry, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bump down Bria Miles to number three.
Mm-hmm.
Going to put Georgia Smith at number two to Bria Major still number one. Let me do a quick Georgia Smith.
Poof. My gosh.
Is
I love
so
that
fine.
One. Oh, man. Yeah, bro.
Georgia Smith can spit directly into my mouth.
I would suck a fart right at her butt.
Yes.
Just.
Yeah. Like you're doing a
oh man, like somebody getting sucked into a jet engine.
Like you're doing a helium inhale from a balloon. Georgia Smith's fart, like,
oh my god, I get Georgia Smith's helium fart in my mouth. Oh my god, it tastes like roses and rich. It tastes like
fucking clements. Tea clements. I swear to God, Georgia Smith can pee on my leg.
Wouldn't have a problem with it.
Like, yo.
Like, you just pee.
Make sure you get all around the hairs, babe.
Yep.
Right there.
Yeah, you good? You good? You any more?
She can pee directly on my toes.
You know, and that makes me think, I'm going to replace my number two, Mila J. Kalani's going to stay at number three. I'm going to replace my number two with Ace Hood's girlfriend. What is her name? Do you know her name?
I don't know.
She is fine. She does, like, fitness. Let me see. Wait, I'm going to... All right, keep talking about Georgia Smith pee on your leg real quick. Let me find her. I'm fine.
But no, like, I would do some... I would do filthy things to her, and I would let her do filthy things to me. Like, it's... I just...
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That's an elite woman right there. And...
Oh, I found her.
Yeah?
Her name is Sheila Marie.
Okay.
And this woman... Yeah, that's my number two. Because she about... I don't know if they're still together. I'm not sure. Hope they're not. Holla at your boy. But anyway.
Holla at your boy.
Holla at your boy. She about thick as hell. Shit don't make no sense.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's my number two. We didn't really put together our top three. We were kind of, drunk and off the top.
As soon as somebody, like,
just off the strength.
Hit us up and we're like, I think one of our friends in the chat was like, what about Georgia Smith? And I was like, oh, shit.
No, it was me.
Or you said that.
I said it. I was like, bro, we forgot Georgia Smith.
I was like, fuck.
Yep.
Because that right there.
Yeah, that right there.
Is a woman.
Stallion. And I don't care if y'all say stallion's a male horse. Y'all know what the fuck we're saying. Stallion.
Mm-hmm.
About fine as wine. But yeah, Georgia. Yeah. Oh my goodness, Georgia Smith. She got some dope songs too. She's actually a dope artist.
She makes good music.
She was on the
too.
Black Panther album. She had her own song on there. It's called I Am. Yeah.
I gotta check
Fire.
That out again.
Fire.
But Lee, I like continuing with Black History Month. I just have a feeling like so far we still got a good amount of time. We got about a week or so left, a little over a week left of Black History Month.
Yeah,
I don't want to speak too hastily, but I feel like this has been one of the best Black History Months.
This has been great.
In recent
this
memory,
has been great. It's really
it's
good.
Been really
and
good,
it's ending,
right?
It's ending well too with the whole Black China thing. It's ending pretty
like,
well.
Like it's been pretty good.
And the national anthem being sung by a white woman horribly. Ugh. You ever seen that meme of what's his name?
It's like a chef when they go, it's a spicy meatball.
The meme from the dude from Emperor's New Groove. Kronk, when he's just like, oof, just perfect. It's great. It's amazing. It is
really
so good.
Good
it's like, just tasteful. It's tasteful because that national anthem was more disrespectful than Colin Kaepernick taking
I saw somebody on Twitter
it
said.
It was way more disrespectful.
Somebody on Twitter said, Fergie sang that national anthem so bad that Colin Kaepernick came and was like, yo, you can't disrespect the anthem.
Yeah,
like
don't
that.
Disrespect the anthem like that, my G. Don't do that. Nobody said to do it like that.
This ain't the way.
Yeah, this ain't the way.
This ain't the way.
Silent protest is the best.
Hey,
Jesus,
Fergie,
Christmas.
Stay silent.
Yeah.
Because that shit
was horrid.
Was bad.
It was so bad. And she tried to be so different, too. Like, she tried to be too different. They might as well let SZA sing it.
She did she sang it like she was doing a horrible impression of a jazz singer.
Can you imagine if SZA sang that, though?
Squirt, squirt on anthems.
Squirt, squirt. Squirt, squirt on anthems. Squirt, squirt on banners. Jesus.
The flag was still there.
I can't even.
Land of the brave.
They should have just let her do it. That shit was really bad.
Your slave is my slave, and my slave, your slave, my slave, too.
It's just bad. It's just so bad.
I just want independence.
shout out to Solana. We love you.
Word.
We love everything about you except for the video for the weekend. That shit was trash.
That shit was garbage.
Fucking terrible.
Awful.
You should have deleted that. Delete all that shit. Delete that.
But
I don't know. Do you want to do would you
rather? Yeah, let's do would you rather. We can end it with would you rather.
We're going to end it with would you rather?
Yeah.
I have a couple, but I wasn't sure what the best one was because I just like.
All
right. I wasn't sure. Okay, so the first one I had. Let me see. I screenshotted it. Where is it at? Oh, no, that one. Here we go. Would you rather always have chapped lips with no chapstick or always have dry hands with no lotion? That's a hard one, right? Would you rather always have chapped lips with no lip balm, no chapstick, no nothing? Or would you always have dry ass, crusty hands with no lotion?
That's
hard, right?
No, that's really hard because I'm thinking about interacting with women.
Exactly. The facts.
Because they're looking at your face all the time.
So they look at everything.
And they don't want to look at your crusty ass lips.
There's no way, yeah.
But then they don't want to feel your crusty ass lips on them.
Yeah.
But then you look at your hands. They don't really look at your hands that much, but you're holding hands.
Mm.
You're touching on them. And then your hands are ashy.
Can I give you my answer?
Yeah.
Because I have a loophole.
Okay.
There's a loophole, Michael.
Of course.
I would rather have the dry hands.
Because you can lick your lips?
I can. No, no, no. I'd rather have the dry hands because if you have the dry hands, you obviously you get chapstick. But if I have dry hands, I can just spit on them things. I just lick them. Lick them, baby. Because licking your lips does nothing. It'll work. It'll work for a second, maybe a couple minutes, and then you're right back to being crusty.
Yo,
shout out to Pat.
You ain't never had no. You ain't. Yo, that's crazy.
Always look at his damn lips. This nigga.
You can't go.
He's licking his lips right now. You're licking your lips, Pat. Stop licking your lips.
You can't go through one episode without saying a nigga's name.
What? No, Pat listens. He'll appreciate it.
He's the homie, but God damn.
He'll appreciate it.
He will appreciate it.
Yeah, he will. You smiling. Yeah, Pat. Yeah.
Smiling right now.
We see you.
Shout out to all the Haitians, the Zoes.
Mm-hmm.
But
what did they say? Sac passe.
You know what I'm saying?
Navoule.
Yeah. But you know, I'm gonna go with
the lips, bro. Yeah. I mean the hands.
You ain't never had real struggle to like you ever had ain't had no lotion. You just spit on your hands and lick your fingers.
You gotta lick the inside. That L right in between the index.
Yeah,
and the
webbing.
Thumb.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, that webbing gets rough.
Just real quick, like oh shit, my
God damn. You gotta just, yeah, it's bad. It gets rough.
I'm gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go with the hands.
You gonna go with the hands too?
I'm gonna go with having a dry hand. Yeah. No. I'm gonna go with having the dry lips.
Really?
Yeah.
Cause you're just gonna keep licking them.
I'm just gonna keep licking my lips.
Yeah. And you had braces, so you knew what that was like. Anyway.
Yeah. It didn't matter. Yeah.
Yeah.
And licking my lips works for me. Not long time, but it's not going to...
It's enough.
I'm not going to lick my lips to the point where it's like, it's a thing. Like
what? To me, it bothers me. When I know I need chapstick, it bothers me.
Yeah.
So maybe you're different. Maybe your lips, maybe your lips a little different. For me, I feel like I know when I need chapstick, I'm like, all right, I can't keep licking my lips because it's just bothering me.
That's a rough one, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one's hard.
That's not easy. A rough one.
That's not easy.
That's a rough one.
Okay, I have another one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Would you rather sit on a dick and eat a cake, the dick's up your butt, sit on a cake and eat a dick? Nigga said, cut. Would you rather sit on a dick and eat a cake? The dick's up your butt. That was the question. It had parentheses up your butt. Or sit on a cake and eat a dick. That's like the chair one. I think there was one like that with the chair. Would you rather sit on a chair and eat a cake or eat a cake and sit on a chair? Or something dumb like that. But same thing.
I'm definitely eating the dick.
You eating the dick?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're not going to sit on no dick.
Absolutely.
I'm not sitting on a dick either.
I'm not getting penetrated.
Yeah, facts. Oh, yeah. Niggas was on Fear Factor eating dicks for $50,000.
Nigga, I don't even like cake like that. I don't even eat dessert like
I don't even like pastries, nigga.
I'm more of an ice cream man, if we're being frank. So, next.
Yeah, facts. I think I'm going to do that too. I'm not sitting on a dick, my nigga.
So, next.
Just so I can be like, this cake is pretty good.
No. I'll drown that dick in hot sauce and barbecue sauce.
Bro, like
that shit tastes like a Hot Pocket before I'm done.
Dog.
Like put a Hot Pocket. Put some on it.
I've definitely seen niggas on Fear Factor eat deer penis like it was nothing.
Yeah.
Like, this is deer penis?
That didn't even prepare correctly.
In fact, it was just raw.
I'll cut that dick with all the fixings.
What? Wouldn't taste like nothing
with
after
a
that.
A side of greens.
I had that shit tasting like Chick-fil-A, my nigga.
Word.
Cooking in some peanut oil.
Right. Because that's the secret, y'all.
That's the secret, y'all. That's how they do it. Peanut oil. Don't let them fool you.
Put some motherfucking Chick-fil-A sauce on
there.
Oh,
my goodness. Not Chick-fil-A, Polynesian.
Ooh-wee. Listen.
Get
a side of waffle fries.
Oh, my goodness. Stop it.
Bone apple ding-a-ling tea.
Bone apple ding-a-ling.
Shit.
Bone apple dick.
You got any more?
Let me see. Yeah, I actually chose a couple of them. This is one I asked you earlier, but I was like, you know what? This is so good. I think it'll be a good answer.
Yeah.
Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
So you're saying
100 duck-sized horses, little horses, 100 of them,
okay,
or one horse-sized duck? Can you imagine? First of all, you gotta just think in your mind. I want you to if you're listening right now, I want you to close your eyes and think about how big a horse is. Fix that in your mind. No. That shit is big. It's now imagine a duck.
Now give it feathers and a beak.
And let it quack real loud.
Quack. Quack. If I see something the size of a horse coming at me flapping its wings aggressively.
It is not a horse. I'm going to be like, fuck this shit.
You know what? Give me the horses all day.
Are you going to stomp on them, bitch?
I'm going to stomp.
8-town stomp.
All day. I'm kicking punt. I'm punting them like field.
They're going to be kicking in your shins mad hard.
Yes, absolutely. I'll deal with that.
With the little colts.
I'll put on some pads.
Little shin guards.
We'll put on some shin guards. And then I will be 8-town stomping.
Let me see.
I got a
hypothetical. You got a hypothetical?
I got two.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So I heard these on another pod I was listening to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, if you know how the Hunger Games works, right?
Yeah.
So, if you were to participate in the Hunger Games,
mm-hmm.
but you would have to be an animal,
mm-hmm.
what animal would you be?
In the Hunger Games?
Yeah. You have to be in the Hunger Games, but you have to be an animal.
A cheetah.
You think it would be a cheetah?
A cheetah.
Why?
Speed kills, bro.
Speed kills?
If they can't catch me.
Right.
Like, speed kills. Like, if they can't catch me and I'm too fast for everything, it would just, you know, I feel like that would be my advantage. Because, all right, if it wasn't a cheetah, it would probably be an elephant.
An elephant?
Yeah. So, I'm either going with speed or strength.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. So, first option, cheetah. Because cheetah is my favorite animal, first of all. So, that was the first thing to pop in my head. So, it's either going to be speed or an elephant with the strength.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay. I'm going with a gorilla.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
A gorilla or a rhinoceros.
Shit. So we're kind of, well, you're going two strains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like the gorilla. Because mobility,
yeah.
Dexterity.
It's almost like a human.
It's like the closest thing to human you can get.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
While still being like imposingly strong and bulky.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could go with a chimp.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's real smarter than gorillas, but it's not.
Mm.
It's pussy.
Yeah. They're still strong. They're still strong. They're strong, but they ain't gorilla strong. They ain't gorilla strong.
So, and then, like, gorillas, like, because they have the opposable thumbs.
They have the thumbs.
They can adapt.
Yeah.
Like, to different changes. Like, I feel like.
Cheetahs can, too, though.
Cheetahs just run fast, though.
Niggas, yo, I can climb trees, my niggas.
Kinda.
Easily.
Kinda.
Easily.
So. What you gonna do in the desert, my nigga?
It don't matter. It's the Hunger Games, my nigga.
That's what I'm saying. They can adapt it to be like, oh, he's doing well in these trees. Let's just get rid of all these trees. Desert, my nigga, survive.
Turn into a lion. I don't know.
Lake.
Lake? Done. I mean, no, cheetahs can swim.
For how long?
They can swim well enough. I've seen cheetahs in the water. They can swim well enough.
Put a cheetah in a swamp, it's a rat.
If there's alligators, yeah.
Gorilla.
Hang from the vines, bro.
Opposable thumbs, bro.
Okay,
nigga.
Okay. Then why? Okay, but why a rhino then?
A rhino's just a tank.
You can only run straight.
A rhino's just an animal tank.
Yeah, you can only run straight at that point, though.
But nigga, if you in the way,
it's over.
Because first of all, nobody's gonna walk up on a rhino anyway.
No, you're not. And they got tough. They literally have tough skin, too. They have fucking leather.
Like, you're not just going to run up on that.
It's good choices.
You know what I'm saying? I've thought about this.
Yeah.
Because I heard it like a week ago. I was like, oh, this is...
But, okay. So, yeah, for me, I'm going to go with a cheetah as number one and elephant with number two. You're going to go with a gorilla. A gorilla is number one. Rhino is number two.
Word.
I feel like those are good options.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like anything else would be, like, stupid.
Mm.
Like, if you're like, oh, I'd be an eagle. I'm like, no, you're not going to get anywhere.
Like.
You have no strength. You're just going to fucking die.
You're just going to fucking die.
You're going to die.
Man.
What was your
My second one. This is a good one. This is a good one. You're going to like this one.
Mm.
Now, you have an option. Would you either take $500 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for the rest of your life, for the rest of your life, mm-hmm. no matter where you go, no matter what you do, there is a snail that can that's following you. It can't be stopped. It can't be killed.
Just a snail.
It can get to wherever you are in time. And the second that snail touches you, you will incinerate and die the most horrible, most painful death possible. Or you don't take the money and just live a normal life.
Can you say that one more time? Because boom. That shit is fucking crazy.
Listen, you can either A, mm-hmm. have no money, mm-hmm. live a normal life, mm-hmm. or B, take $500 million, but for the rest of your life, there is a snail that can that is own its holy mission is to follow you and to catch you. It can't be stopped. It can't be killed. It can't be contained.
So I'm constantly running from the snail.
Constantly on the roof.
But I have $500 million.
But you have $500 million for the rest of your life. But this snail is on your ass for the rest of your life. And if it touches you, you will die the most agonizing, most horrible death. If your most horrible death is bludgeoning by 1,000 dildos until you wither away to nothing, that's how you will die. The most worst death you can imagine, that's how you die.
I think
but you have $500 million.
I think I might take my chances.
You're going to do it.
I think I might take my chances.
You want to just look over your shoulder for the rest of your life.
The rest of my life. Can you imagine your wedding day? Like
just walking around and then it's just a snail. Like it's
just, hey, switch sides.
And you never know. You can't tell.
He's at work.
You have to see it coming. Like
it's horrible.
That's I partly want to do it because of how slow a snail is, but I just don't like the looming specter of death by 1,000 dildos over my head. Because that's how I imagine I'd go.
That's pretty bad.
That's probably the worst death, I think.
Either that or burning. 1,000 dildos in your anus.
Not even... I mean, that's also bad. That's also bad.
Equally bad. I think I might take my chances with the 500 mil.
I mean, you can take the 500 mil. You can move anywhere.
But the snail is going to follow you.
The snail is going to follow you, though. It's not... Never going to stop.
Knowing me, one day I would slip up and completely forget that the nigga was even after me. Just let him touch me, and I would just fucking die right there. I'll just blow
just
up.
Just be a grandfather, you just die in front of your kids. At the, like, what's this right here?
No, I don't know. You know, unless I just blow all $500 million within the span of a week, and then I just sit there and let the snail touch me. Like, I've done everything I wanted to do.
Done everything you wanted to happen.
And it just dildos in my butt.
Just the constant machine pumping.
Death.
Fatality.
Fatality. Yeah, I think I'll...
Flawless dicking.
I think I'm gonna go with the snail.
With the snail?
And the $500 million, yeah. Because if the other thing is just you just live a regular life.
I'm cool, man.
You're cool with a regular life?
Yeah, man. I can't.
I think bro. I'll take my chances, bro.
Bro, I'll be too paranoid for little stuff.
I'm already paranoid.
Like, bro.
I'm already paranoid.
I stole a candy bar one time, and I got so paranoid, sick. I thought I was going to jail for life. So I can't.
I'm already paranoid. I feel like that snail wouldn't change anything. And either way, I'd have $500 million. So. Honestly, knowing me, somehow that snail would die. And I know it says
can't die.
I know it says it can't, but somehow, some way.
You just get lucky.
That nigga's gonna die.
Ducky.
Something's gonna happen.
If it dies, it gets reincarnated into a bigger snail.
A bigger, faster, stronger snail.
A bigger, faster, stronger snail. It gets 2% bigger, 2% faster, 2% stronger each time.
Every time.
Every time it dies.
Jesus Christ.
So then you kill enough, you're dealing with the Terminator snail with bionic snail salt guns. It's immune to salt.
No. Yeah, I think I'm going to still go with the snail, bro.
Nah,
I'm going to give my dreams a chance. Shout out to the NJ Lottery. Give my dreams a chance.
Nah.
Oh, man.
This has been a good one, though, honestly.
This is hilarious. All black everything.
But before we end it, like, yo, let's just... How have you been, though? Like, how's
I've been all right. I'm trying to find different jobs. Word. Shopping around. You know what I mean?
Yo, man. The job search thing is rough out here, it's bro. Rough.
It's hard being an adult. Man. It's hard being an adult. Well, speaking of that, though, both of our birthdays are coming up.
Yes.
You're next month, and I'm the month after that.
Oh, yeah. Yo, bro, lit. I haven't gotten, yeah. Yo, yeah.
I possibly might be going to Florida for my birthday. I don't know yet, though.
Yeah.
Trying to figure it out.
Okay.
Because my girl's actually graduating from nursing school the first week of March.
Right.
So, maybe. So, shout out to her. Congratulations.
Mother says graduation like a good old pregnancy.
Didn't say that. That's not on
who
the...
Who said that?
Yeah,
not on the menu.
Yeah, our birthdays are coming out because I'm March 3rd and you're April 11th.
Yeah.
So damn.
Yeah, man.
I've literally given no thought to my birthday.
Birthdays don't mean anything after you turn after 21. It doesn't mean shit.
Yeah, it's like go to work, asshole.
Yeah, yeah. Because between 18 and 21, you do so much waiting, and then after 21, you basically do everything you've been doing since you were 18. So it doesn't really matter anyway. So, you know, 25 is just a milestone.
Growing up is like, it's like when you're at the pool and you go up, you're climbing up the ladder off the high diving board, or you're going up a water slide, and you're like all the way up there, like, yo, this shit is gonna be lit,
nigga.
This shit's gonna be tough. When you get to the top and you start to look down, it's like
oh fuck,
nah, I'm good.
Man, anybody got any floaties?
Yeah, anybody, you know.
Floaties being like...
Can I go back to school?
Floaties being credit?
Floaties are being credit and bills and loans. Oh,
man, please help a brother out.
I don't want no parts, bro.
No, like, you can't stop it now. We here.
Definitely can't.
It only goes forward.
It's so depressing. So washed,
it's
man.
It's so depressing.
It's so...
You only get older. Isn't it a shame? Isn't it a shame?
It's so disgusting.
Each day, you get closer to your death.
you get closer to that casket in the sky. You just...
That dirt nap. Oh, God. The big sleep.
The long one. This is depressing.
Oh, man. People are like, you drink too much. Fuck you.
I
don't drink enough for this shit.
To cope with my mortality.
Ugh. But you know, I've been drinking more Jaden Smith's water. You know he has his own water?
I think I've been seeing you with that it's like a box of water.
Yeah, it's like a box. Yeah, I drink that a lot. I drink that a lot now. It's really good. It's only like $1.60.
Does it taste any different?
It tastes different. You can tell the difference between that and different water, yeah. It's like $1.68, $1.69, something like that. It's really good.
Mm.
And it's good because the carton is recyclable. Mm. So you just throw it out and you don't have to worry about it like, being plastic or anything like that.
That's good.
Shit'll just wither away. Like,
fuck. Oh, it's biodegradable.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Just lit. Yeah, shout out to Jaden Smith, Icon. Shout out to Kev Rogers. Niggas got a, you know what I mean?
Shout out to everybody. Niggas on the move. Shout out to the whole Southside.
Niggas on the move. Shout out Southside. You already know.
I don't think we got anything else, right?
I think good, bro.
That's good.
I got all my laughs out. I can't laugh no more.
Word.
I can't laugh no more. I can't laugh no more.
I can't.
My stomach hurt, bro.
Yeah, bro. There's it. That's it, man.
I'm done.
All right, guys. That's been another episode of Not That Serious.
Yeah. Yes. Shout out to
you. We hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Make sure you find us on all social media, on Twitter, at NTSPod, on Instagram at Not That Serious Pod. You can find us on iTunes, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you listen to us on iTunes. Make sure you rate us on iTunes. Rate us 5 stars, please. Give us feedback. Leave a comment.
Yeah, 5 stars only. Yeah. Comments.
Leave a comment. Leave a review, man. It it seems repetitive to ask you those things, but it, honestly, it does better with the statistics.
And it makes the page look good. Fuck it, all that. It makes us look good. Fuck all that political correctness. It makes us look like we're the shit.
Word. It makes us look nice, dead ass. And then when people look at it like, oh, I don't want to check this page out.
No, these
because
niggas
they actually only got 12 ratings and 2 comments.
Nah.
Nobody's really showing them love like that. But if they see we got 50 comments.
Yeah, they see 120.
And 120 ratings.
Oh,
they're
man.
Like, damn, I must be missing out on
these
this.
These niggas
thing.
Actually know. You know so what I'm saying? Do that.
So you don't know the box is good unless I mean, niggas tell you it.
It's facts.
You know what I'm saying?
I need some car facts on that bitch.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, pussy facts.
You know what I'm saying? We got good pussy over here. And not that serious. Our box is tight.
My shit nice.
It's wet.
Woo! What a slide.
We got that comeback, that kung fu grip.
That Ric Flair drip.
Woo! You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
But make sure, you know, rate us, listen.
Yeah.
Just leave a comment, you know what I'm saying? We're working on Spotify. I don't think
working on a lot of shit.
I don't know if we're gonna get on Spotify.
I don't know.
They haven't got back to
that. That's a doozy.
Them niggas are rigid over
yeah.
there.
Yeah, facts.
But we're gonna try and get on one more different platform for the Android folks.
You know what I'm thinking? I was thinking about this earlier. I think I'm really gonna buy a camera for us, and we're gonna start recording this shit so people can see.
Yeah,
and do it like that.
Yeah, we'll
put it on YouTube, but we're also you know still do everything else we're doing. You know,
yeah.
SoundCloud, Google Play, Apple Music. Yeah. I mean, Apple Podcasts, all of that.
Because a lot of people have been saying like, yeah, we want to see a visual. Because
we some pretty ass niggas. So you know,
that is also,
I know you want to see us.
That is all true.
It's very
you know
true. Trust me. I know my voice might sound funny, but baby, my face don't look funny. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you. Dude, give him the quagmire laugh.
All right. All
right. Giggity, giggity. Swiggity, swooty. I'm coming for that booty.
But yo, man, thanks for everybody showing love. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Thanks for showing support.
Yeah.
Get at us. We'll see y'all next time.
Yeah.
Peace.
Peace.
Wakanda! Welcome!
Big shot!
Hold up, wait.
Peanut butter insets?
No.
Outside? Cocaine white body look like Gentiles. Gentiles. Emotional, 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 emotional. Why you emotional? Why you emotional? Ah, bitch, you emotional, yeah. Big shot, big shot.
Hold on.
Peanut butter insets?
Hold on.
Outside? Cocaine white body look like Gentiles. Gentiles. Emotional, 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 emotional. Why you emotional? Why you emotional? Ah, bitch, you emotional, yeah. Turned up, work for a kung fu. Kenny got juice, got work, got weight, got plenty, got them, got hurt, got more, got bitchy, yeah. Top off, getting topped off in the city. Big top dog, and I dance on them like Diddy. Pop off and I pop back like Fitty, yeah.
I hit the ceiling and forgot about the flow, yeah. Rain so big, got my haters on the ropes, yeah. This be the way, plus I live on the coast, yeah.
When I touch a bag, young nigga do the most, yeah. And I what kind of flex, yeah. And you know what time it is, yeah. But don't know what grinding is, yeah. Baby, I care. Baby, I swear. Only one real nigga here. Only two real niggas here, yeah.